This is Keeping It Real with Terry and Sonny. And this is Sonny, and this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And today I want to speak to you out of the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. And it says, Jesus went from there to an area of Tyre and Sidon, and a Canaanite woman from that area came out and began shouting, Lord, Son of David, please help me. My daughter has a demon inside her, and she is suffering very much. Jesus did not answer her, so the followers came to him and said, Tell her to go away. She keeps crying out and will not leave us alone. And Jesus answered, God sent me only to the lost people of Israel. When the woman came over to Jesus and bowed before her, she said, Lord, help me. And he answered, Is it not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs? The woman said, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the pieces of food that falls from the master's table. And Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. You will get what you ask for. And right then and there, the woman's daughter was healed. You know, when I listen to this chapter, it sounds really, really harsh. Sounds like Jesus is being really, really hard on her. And you know, it really seems hard that Jesus was so hard on this woman by telling her that she was a doll. And you know, but the thing about Jesus is, Jesus knows how to get to the heart. He sees the situation and he knows where to prick the heart. And I really believe in this situation, this woman was wrestling with pride, because by the way he responded to her and just by reading the text, you know, if somebody calls you a dog and you're lifted up in pride, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to walk off, you're going to storm off, you're going to head. Who does he think he is to be talking to me like that? Why would he even dare talk to me like that? But you know, this woman, she swallowed her pride, she swallowed who she was, and she humbled herself, and she said, Jesus, even the dogs eat from the master's table. You know how much of a humbling that had to be in her life for her to be able to do that and to say something like that, that even the dogs eat it from the master's table? You know, that was a big humbling in her life. And as you can see in the Testament, because she humbled herself, because she allowed herself to be humbled, God was able to bless her. You know, a lot of times in our situations, in our lives, what happens is we get ourselves in predicaments where we think we're better than what we are. And without him, we're nothing. And so to think we're more than what we are is foolishness, because we can do nothing without him. And remembering what he did, you know, and like I said earlier, when I see this, it seems so hard, but God knows the heart. God knows the heart of a person, and he knows how to get what he knows. Sometimes he knows how to get under people's skin to get to the situation. Because you can see with the Pharisees, he was hard with them too. He was hard with them. He was really hard on them, but he was trying to break their hard heart. And in order to break a hard heart, the only thing you can break a hard heart with is something that is harder. If you got a nail and you want to drop it in the ground, you're not going to drop it in the ground with your hand. You need a hammer. You need something that is harder than the substance that's going trying to break into. And it's the same way with the Word of God. You know, that's why the Bible said the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, because it knows how to get down into the situation, get to the root of the matter, and cut where it needs to cut that the person can be healed. And that's one thing God was always good at. Jesus was always good at, because he knew what to say that would prick the heart. And because he knew what to say that would prick the heart, the healing was able to happen. So today, we need to examine our hearts and look at ourselves and say, what is God trying to show me? Is there something in my life that is holding back my blessings? Is there an area in my life where I'm exalting myself in pride, where I'm putting my will before God's will? And if there is, you know, all you got to do is ask God to forgive you. Say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me for that. I want to do better. And God will forgive you, because God's a loving God. Just like he was with this woman, how he healed the child, even though she had a situation in her life. He can do it for you. So I want to thank you once again. This is today's 5-Minute Nugget, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.